Well, can you believe it's time for God's judgment in the land? I'm going to talk about 2023 and what I believe that God is up to right now. Get your britches up and be ready. And, you know, I'd love to be presenting to you a nice, happy, clappy 2023 year high five, you know. And I'm not. Because I think this is going to be a year of real shakings in the earth, coming through politics and other things. And we've got to understand the signs of the times and what goes on from a throne perspective. If you're a Bible reader at all, you would realize that the way that God works his judgments and his blessings in the earth is through the natural realm. He is, not very often do we have the heavens split open and we see the throne of the Lord or something. A few prophetic people have encounters like that. I have. But majority of what goes on in the earth is God shaping the events of the day in answer to the prayers of faith or the apostasy of citizens and leaders. That's the Bible theme, again and again. And we're in a time where in the last 20, 30 years, there has been not only an abandonment of God's ways in the West, but now we're in a full-on push to even attack those who want to walk in God's ways when it's in a public face. Censorship. I've experienced censorship posting things of God. It's crazy what's going on right here. And God's hand of judgment is in the earth right now. I think 2023, I pray I'm wrong, but I believe 2023 is going to be a year of storms, a year of a great tsunami. We're already experiencing it. We've already had this tsunami of COVID come through the land, and there's other tsunamis up. They're already getting hammered over in Europe because of their insane obsession with sanctions in the Ukraine. They'll destroy their own countries for the sake of sanctions. But really, the truth about what's happening here is the leaders are corrupt and all entangled in the corruption of the Ukraine. And when Putin attacked there, he interrupted their flow of cash. And that's why so many hundreds of billions of dollars are going into the Ukraine. God knows. God knows. And I'm telling you some things today to understand the ways of the Lord. And over the years, what I do in my prayers, everybody, is I'll come and seek the Lord, and I can see what's going on, and I share what's going on in the world and in politics and all that. You know, the Bible, like, you can't read the Bible and not understand it's a political book. It's about God, all the way through the Old Testament, God and politics and spiritual reality playing out in the natural world is what it is. And it hasn't changed. Oh, yeah, we don't talk about gods. We don't talk about spiritual things in our culture. They just hide in a disguise, you see. They're disguised away. I've been reading Jonathan Cahn's book lately about the return of the gods, you know, and he talks about Baal, which was the god of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites and all this, and Baal, the Lord of the skies, the God who controlled the weather for them, the God that's controlled success and money and prosperity, and they had to sacrifice their children to Baal in order to have success and money and fame and all the stuff, and they had to worship him with bronze bulls and all of this. And he says, look at how the idolization of success and money and prosperity and all of that has taken over the West. It has consumed the leaders of the West and consumed the culture of the West, consumes our whole country to the point where people are willing to kill their babies in the womb to secure their prosperity. We're willing to steal and do all kinds of other things. Leaders cheat, lie, steal. We're finding out so much. It's coming out. Triple revelation, the Twitter files coming out and telling us about the collusion of government to suppress the truth and to, you know, it just goes on and on and on. I tell you, God is on the throne. Jesus is Lord. Now, listen to this. I want to read you something from Jeremiah that gives you, that tunes you in to the context of when we live. So he is speaking to the wicked Israel. And he's been warning them to turn back to God, or there's going to be a captivity, or God will send an enemy, perverted, horrid nation, namely Babylon, Chaldeans, against them to capture them and to take them all away and destroy Jerusalem. That's what he's saying. God is going to use enemies to destroy. So if we're going to go into a storm and you're going to see enemies, you better get to the throne of God and get down on your face and start saying, God, what are you doing? Not complain about the enemies that are at work. Because God says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Cursed is the nation whose God is not the Lord. And you see it work out right in front of us. But you and I got a role to play. We serve God in our generation. You and I can repent for our own sin, and you walk right with God. And not only that, we can come seeking the Lord, standing in the gap for our country. Oh, God, be merciful to our nation. Lord, forgive us. And God hears prayers like that. So here is Jeremiah. It says, the word of the Lord came to me, quote, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done, says the Lord. Behold, the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Canada, the nations, the kings, the prime ministers, Trudeau, it can be like clay in the hands of God in heaven. He says, I can do whatever I want with you, Canada, Campbell River. Now listen to what he says here about judgments. If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. Why? Because of wickedness. That's why God does this. He can destroy Canada in 1 year easily if he wants to. He's being merciful that he doesn't. And he says, though, if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will repent of the evil that I intended to do to it. And if at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it, if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will repent, he'll change his mind, of the good things that I intended to do to it. Now, therefore, says the Lord to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, I am shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Return every one of you from his evil ways, amend your ways and doings. But they said, that's in vain. We are going to follow our own plans. We'll, every one of us, act according to stubbornness of our evil hearts. Oh, my gosh, that's an awful outcome. Do you know, God sent Jonah. Remember the whole thing with Jonah and the whale, and 3 days later he's coughed up on the beach in Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital, huge, magnificent, incredible capital of Assyria. Nineveh and Sennacherib, the king, were an unbelievably terroristic nation, terrorized and captured Israel in the northern part of Israel, and Judah was in the south. That's why Jonah didn't want to go there. They'd skin him alive. But when God had determined to judge Nineveh and Assyria because of their wickedness, Jonah preaches in 40 days the judgment of God is going to come and overturn the nation. And finally the message even gets up to the king. The king orders the people to humble themselves, take off their fine goods, not eat or drink, even the animals, and seek the Lord and repent and turn from their evil ways. This is an evil nation. This is a nation. This isn't Israel. This is a nation that doesn't know God. They do turn away from their evil ways, and God hears their prayer, and they're spared. They're not destroyed. They turned back, and then it was generations later that they turned away back to wickedness again, and they finally are destroyed. Do you understand what's going on today? We're in an evil generation that has turned away from the Lord. God is preparing destruction, sweeping the Western world that's perverted and corrupt and polluted, the kings of the earth making their fortunes by oppressing the poor nations of the earth. They oppress places like countries in Africa and other places to go in and rob them of their resources and oppress the people. They've now turned their sights on even oppressing the Western nations that we are. The kings of the earth, perversion, sexual trafficking reigns. And I could go on and on about the wickedness that's being uncovered right now as we speak. It's out. It's not in our mainstream media. It's part of the problem. It is in alternate media. You can find lots that's going on in the world right now. But here's the thing I want to tell you, folks. God has been sending shots across the bow, so to speak. That's when a warship warns another ship to stop. And they don't hit the ship. They shoot right in front of it. Boom. Stop what you're doing. COVID. Boom. Stop what you're doing, Canadians. Wake up. Repent of your ways. Boom. Financial crisis. Stop what you're doing. Wake up. Repent. Repent of your ways. Boom. Flooding. Boom. Snowstorm at Christmas. Crazy stuff. Turn. Repent of what you're doing. And just like Jeremiah says when he told this story about what God can do if he wants to a nation, and they repent and he'll relent of it, God will say, all right, I won't destroy it. Or they refuse, he does. The people are saying it's vain. We'll follow our own plans. We're going to act according to what we have wanting to do. Okay, here's the point of what I'm saying. This is the year I'm describing. The place, the state of things that we're in now. God is watching the church. The Lord showed me a vision one time recently where I saw the nations like a person being stretched out on a bed. Stretch out as long as possible, and then he takes a measuring tape and measures the nations. Canada, you're being stretched. You're being stretched by our weather. You've been stretched by COVID. You've been stretched by other things. You're being stretched by our government. You're getting measured. God's just seeing where, what are you made of? What are you doing? How are you acting? Now, you and I, if I'm speaking to a Christian right now, I'm presuming most of my audience are believers in Christ. Remember, these people of Israel were God's covenant people. Jeremiah was talking to. Number one question I have for you today in the name of Jesus is, are you walking humbly with your God? Are you walking in righteousness? I don't mean you say, oh, he is our God and Jesus died for us and we're righteous because of that. I don't mean that. I mean, are you living righteously? Are you living honestly? Are you living morally, sexually moral? Sex only in marriage to your husband or wife. Of the opposite sex. Are you living pure? Your eyes are not being set on entertainment that is defiling and degrading. Your thoughts aren't going there. Are you living, walking with Jesus, submitted to him? Here I am, Lord, I'm yours every day. If you're not, he says, return to me while there's time. Come back to me and walk with me. That's repentance. Walk with me. Leave off those other things every one of you that's doing any of those things while I was talking about it. I don't even have to describe them. Immediately, the Holy Spirit's coming to you and putting his finger on it. This is the word of the Lord to you today as we come into 2023. Return to me, says the Lord. I'll return to you. He's saying that to Canada. Return to me and I'll return to you. It is time to choose who you will serve, says the Lord. I'm talking to Christians mainly right now, and I'm saying, choose this day whom you're going to serve. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is money, Jesus' words. It's done. You're over. It's finished. The time has run out. We're coming into a year where there's going to be an avalanche, a tsunami, storm of the hand of God, unless there is a turning towards him. I believe the tsunami is on the way. I've seen it. I've had visions and dreams of it. It's here. It will bring a destruction. It's going to, of the things that are not of God. It's going to. It's coming. It's coming. Oh, my goodness. It's coming. Here it is. This is how it works. I'm going to finish up here. Proverb or Psalm 9. The nations sink into the pit that they make, into the net that they hid. Their own foot gets caught. And the Lord will make himself known and execute judgment. And the wicked become snared in the work of their own hands. And the wicked shall depart to Sheol. That's hell. All those nations, not people, nations that forget God. Arise, Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nations be judged before thee. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations know that they are merely men. This is where we're going right now. Now, let me just pray for a second with you, because I believe that some of you are saying, I need God. And first of all, recognize that the Lord, he is God. I give my whole life over to you, Jesus. Well, if you do, then start to live it. Start walking as his. He'll lead you and show you and clean you out so that you can stand before him. If judgment day happened right now, you'd have nothing to be ashamed of. Do you have something to be ashamed of right now? Stop doing it. Say, Lord, help me. I'm going to stop right now. Do you have something you have to reconcile with? Then go and do it. You have to restitution, make things right? Go and do it. It may cost you something? Go and do it. Be right with God. The only safe place you have right now is to be right with God today. Jesus died for you on the cross that your sins be forgiven, but it only happens when you repent and turn to him away from sin. You understand what I'm saying? It's an act of your will. It's a decision that you make of your life. You must decide to follow him with all your heart, to love him with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You must do this. It's an act of your will. Will you do it today? The Lord's asking. Will you do it now? The Lord's asking. The recording angel is standing by to write in the book of deeds and the book of life. Will you do it now? Repent of sin and walk with him and receive his grace. Those books will be opened on the judgment day of heaven and earth. Will you do it now? He's waiting to write. Decide now while you're listening to me and make it good. What I'm sharing now is coming fast and hard for 2023. It will be driving with force in 2023. Get ready now. Decide now. Be his. Walk as his. Shine as his.